Hello, this is Aphelon again, recording for PodAware. Today is day two. The topic of the day is blanket permission. I don't really have a lot to say on the topic of blanket permission that I haven't heard other people already say. And I'm not really sure what, if anything, new I'm going to say in here. So something else that I'm going to talk about towards the end, are my personal experiences with blanket permission, with permission in general. So just throwing that out there, that's going to happen later. It's Tuesday. I can't blame everything terrible that's going to happen in here on Monday, because today is Tuesday. But I'm going to anyway. Actually, because it's a 4-day week here, because Friday's a holiday, it's a 4-day week. So technically, Tuesday is 2 days in one. It's Tuesday, and it's also Wednesday. And as we all know, Wednesday is hump day. Hump day. So, everything bad that happens today and tomorrow will be because it's Wednesday. That's right. That's how we do things in Shea Fella. Okay, so, blanket permission. Well, first, I really want to talk about permission in general. And my hippie philosophy of of permission. I believe, like, truly, wholeheartedly, 100% believe that we should not ever need to ask permission to transform a work. Whether it's, like whether this is a first degree transformation, like, you know, there's authors out there that are like, oh my god, don't write fanfic about my stuff, like Diana Gabaldon, and like Jasper Ford has never said that he doesn't want you to write fanfic of his stuff, I don't think, but he has said, why would anyone want to write a story using characters that don't belong to them? Says Jasper Ford, who writes stories about characters that don't belong to him. Okay, yeah. So, anyway, like, I don't think you should ever have to ask permission or be granted permission to be able to do whatever fan work you do, you know, barring the making money off of that stuff, because that's a totally different issue. But yeah, I don't think that we should ever have to ask or be granted permission to do whatever fan work we do. So yeah, I'm a hippie. I have a completely open transformation policy. So if you want to make a podfic, if you want to remix a story, if you want to sample my work, you know what? You can literally do whatever you want. Just do it. Go ahead. None of this stuff, like, it belongs to me in that way that I've made it, but it doesn't belong to me in that I own it. If that makes any sense. I think we should all be able to be fans in whatever way we want to be fans. And I don't think we should tell each other, I don't think anyone has the right to tell someone else how they can and cannot be a fan. Ever. You just don't have that right. Oh, there goes my fridge. Huh. You can probably hear it, see? Look at all these noises that you can't escape when you podfic. yeah. So, permission. I don't think we ought to need it or be granted it. Which isn't to say that I don't ask permission, because I do, because that's the culture we're in. Our community and the community I'm in, not every podfic community is the same, but, excuse me, the community I'm in, it's expected that you ask permission from the author before you record, or at least before you post, because authors say no. And there's been lots of wank about people who, I shouldn't say lots, but there's been some serious wank about people who have recorded without asking permission. Podficking is pretty new as a media. So there's going to be people that join, that make their own podfic that aren't part of our community yet, or maybe they never will be, or they come from a different community altogether, And they don't ask permission because that's not been their experience or it never occurred to them. Because they don't have, you don't have to ask permission from Joss Whedon to write Buffy fanfic or to make screen caps and then make icons. You don't have to ask his permission. So it's like, well, why should I ask permission to do a podfic? And then I just totally got distracted thinking of his Much Ado About Nothing. He didn't ask permission from Shakespeare. yeah, so like authors say no. And there's a few reasons why they say no, but the only real legitimately valid one that I mean, if someone tells me no, I respect it, and then I won't make a podfic, but I'm gonna think either that they're egotistical or they're being really mean to me. Well, okay, I'm gonna start that again. Okay, so people sometimes say no, and the one reason that I understand, really, like, I really understand this, is if people are worried about having to take down their work. So if, you know, if you've written stories and you have a job or a life where you would be put in danger some way if your fic was connected with your real name, and so you need to have that kind of control over things so that if something happens, you can take it down. I totally get that. But this is also workaroundable. There's lots of compromise you can do. This actually happened to me. I recorded a Leverage podfic. I podficked a Leverage story, the Underwire job. And when I asked for permission, I was told that one of the authors, I was reluctant to grant permission because this is a worry of hers that one day she might need to take her work down. And if she needs to take her work down, she didn't really want to give me permission to have something out there that she has no control over. She wanted to be able to, I don't think the words like, I want to take your podfic down ever happened. But like, I understood what she meant. Like, she wouldn't have control over it and she wouldn't have control over how I have presented it or anything like that. So what the compromise I came up with that we agreed on was, usually in podfic, it's a standard practice to read the author's name at the beginning of the story. So like the title of the story and the author, and then you read. Most people also say their own name. So like performed by so-and-so. I don't read my own name anymore, and I actually think it started around this time, but like with this podfic. But my solution was, well, instead of saying reading the author's names at the beginning of the story, I don't have to. I'll just leave them out. And in the metadata, like the stuff that your computer reads and displays to you, I don't have to put your name in there either. And then, you know, when it goes up in the Audiofic archive, that post is editable, so your name can be removed. And then the way we use tags there, just like the AO3, like you click on someone's name and then it takes you to a page that lists all the stuff they've done. The Audiofic archive's like that too. So if, like for myself, if you go there and you click on my name, it's a list of all the podfics I've done. It's the same thing with an author. If you go there and you click on an author's name, it's a list of all the podfics of work the author has done. So because they're tags, they can be merged. And so if she ever had to take her stuff down, the podfic could stay there. But then all references to her name could be removed, like very easily. And so that was a compromise I came up with, and like we all agreed on it, and that's how I did it. And no one's actually ever said anything to me like, hey, did you ever notice that her name's not in there? No one said that to me, but yeah. That's so if anyone has ever wondered and just not asked, that's why. That was my compromise. So if you're an author who has said no in the past because you want that kind of control, that, or like, it's not really control because like you don't actually have control over the file when once I've made a podfic of it, but you want to be able to take your stories down and want to not have to have that podfic taken down as well. Then like this, it's totally a doable solution. Like it's really easy. But I've also gotten no's that are like, I'm not sure about podfic. It makes me feel weird. It makes me feel uncomfortable. And like that, lots of people feel this way about podfic, that it's weird, gross, bad, wrong, whatever. But you know what? You're not listening to it. And other people are who do love podfic. So if you think podfic is weird, you don't want to listen to it, you don't have to. Other people love it and they want to hear it. So maybe, you know, remove yourself from the equation. Which I know sounds weird, but like, I know you're the author, and people are reading your story. But when people read fic, they don't really think that much about the author. At least I never have. So, you know, like, just, you have to take yourself out of the equation. And then, of course, there's the other no that's like, no, because you're taking my words and then you'll get the glory that rightfully belongs to me. This is like the most offensive one to me, because it's like, a glory? What glory? You're going to get 400 comments and I'm going to get 4. Like, what glory do you think there is? It's just ego. And like, I just want to smack those people. And yeah. And I mean, I've seen weird stuff too, where like, I know in a couple of the other podcasts, I shouldn't say a couple. I know for sure in the one at PodAware by Parika Jenapod and Revolutionary Joe, that somebody talked about how one of the reasons why you might not ask for permission before you record a podfic, there's a lot of reasons why you might not. One is because you're not really sure you can finish it in time. Well, you're not really sure that the story is going to work for you, and you don't want to ask for permission on something that you end up not finishing, because then you're going to feel obligated to finish it because you asked for permission. Trust me, that's a terrible. I've got a bunch of fics that I asked permission for, and then like didn't get around to finishing them in time for the end of the Amplificathon or whatever was going on, and then it's like, oh, I should do that one. Because I, like, asked permission and, like, maybe they're expecting it. And, like, you never know what an author's going to do. Like, you know, I asked for permission. I got permission. And then someone else comes along, like, a year, 2 years later and asks for permission. And the author's like, oh, well, so-and-so has permission, so you can't do it. And, like, meanwhile, in my head, I'm like, yeah, I'm probably never going to finish this. And now this other person that really wants to do the story isn't going to get to do the story. And that's really bad. That sucks, man. So, like, how did I get here? Oh, my God. See, you know what? Having a list of what I want to talk about is totally useless, because I distract myself and then all of a sudden I'm on a tangent. I don't even know how I got here. So I was talking about reasons. Okay, so yeah, reasons why you would not ask permission before you record something. So one of them is because you don't want to ask for permission and then not finish it. Another is because, like, well, you know what? You may not even, the story might not even work for you. So, I mean, you might finish it and then, like, go, I don't know. I don't think this is very good. I don't really want to release it. So you might have finished it, but then you never do anything with it. Like, what other reasons are there? Well, sometimes, like, you kind of, sometimes it's too much pressure knowing that you have permission to do something. I know that sounds really weird, but it's like you want to see if you can do it before you do it. Because if someone tells you, yeah, go ahead, do it, sometimes that kind of like cuts your drive, you know? I know with writing fic, sometimes it's like if I talk about how excited I am about the story, all of a sudden I've told the story and I don't have that drive to finish it anymore. And then, you know, it languages as a work in progress on my hard drive for like the rest of time. One day there will be archaeological finds of work in progress, works in progress that you know, are in like notebooks from high school. Yeah. Yeah, so like, you know, it might be a drive thing. You might, you know, need to push yourself to finish it, and then you can ask for permission, because otherwise you might psych yourself out. I mean, there's other reasons too that I just can't really think of right now. But I used to have an author on my reading list who had someone come to her and ask for permission to podfic, and she said no. And then, you know, the podficker was like, well, I've already done it, and I'd really like to post it. And then the author went on a rant in her journal about how someone podficking her story without permission was like breaking into her house and fucking with all of her shit. I was so enraged by that it's assault? Like, what? So yeah, I defriended her. Actually, I think it took me a while to defriend her, and I think my tipping point was an Inception fic she wrote where she had Eames, who is English, make a comment about how people in Quebec don't speak real French. And just like the ignorant people writing about the colonization of Canada. Awesome. That enraged me. I think I raged and ranted about that to my friends for like a week. And my friend Abby Lee was like, look, dude, just defriend her. Just do it. So I did. Eventually I did. And it's been good. I do now. That experience has taught me that if people are saying things that I don't agree with, that piss me off, I should just defriend them. It's not worth it to do that to my blood pressure. Anyway. So, yeah, people say no in lots of different ways, and while I respect the no, I sometimes don't respect the person. And a lot of it, some of the no's are because people don't really know what podfic is, which is the whole point of this, the PodAware project, which is why I totally wasn't going to participate. And then all of a sudden everyone's doing these podcasts and talking about meta and being like, oh my God, I love podfic. And I'm like, me too. I got to get on all this. Oh my God, where's my microphone? I haven't actually been in front of a microphone since AE match, which I think ended July, August, sometime in the summer. I know it was still going on when I was on vacation in the mid July. So sometime after that it ended, but this is the first time I've been in front of the microphone, and it's actually pretty weird. So I believe that we shouldn't have to ask permission. I think we should all just have open transformation policies, because we should all be able to be fans the way we want to be fans. Yeah. So that's, my philosophy of permission. Oh, actually, I should add one more thing. Sorry, excuse me. I don't know. I drank some water. I don't know what's going on. in the podcast that was done at PodAware, with Padraka, Genopod, and Revolutionary Joe, one of them, and I'm sorry, I'm really, I can't figure out who's who half the time. Like, if I listen to it again, I'd be able to tell people apart, but I don't remember who said what at all. Somebody said that they had a friend who really wanted to do a podfic of a story from a zine. And I swear she said that it was like a 40-year-old zine or something, which is like, if this was the internet, that would be like a millennia from now. Internet time would be like a millennia. And so she said that her friend wasn't going to do it because, like, there's no way to get in touch with that person who wrote it. And, yeah, I mean, if there were contact details on there, certainly they're out of date. Probably they've already tried it if there were any contact details. But, I mean, the only thing I could think of would be to, like, go on Twitter and Tumblr and LJ and Dreamwith and like start like a viral campaign trying to find this person, like asking, do you know who this is? I want to get in contact with them. And that's kind of ridiculous. That's also kind of invasive. I mean, all of a sudden everyone on the internet is asking about you. That's kind of creepy. And so my hippie philosophy is that, you know, you created something and you put it out there, and you know, by necessity, people have looked at it, and it all of a, it's automatically out of your control. You can't control what people think about it, and so you already don't control it. So I think if you put stuff out there and then you leave it there, if you leave fandom and someone wants to podfic your stuff, or you know, make fan art or whatever it is they do. They want to, like, crochet a picture. I don't know. Crochet a picture? No. They want to cross-stitch a picture. It starts with C-R-O. It's close. You know, if they want to create a fan work that is inspired by your fan work, and you're no longer there to give permission, that sucks. I mean, your stuff's still there to enjoy, but our reverse enjoyment, our inverse enjoyment, is, you know, can't happen anymore. So if I wanted to podfic something and I tried getting hold of the author and I never got a response, and there's no evidence online that I can find saying that they're not okay with podfic, it's not a no. I respect a no, but if there's no response, I'll just go ahead and do it. And I mean, if they come to me later and say, hey, this really isn't okay, you know, I would try talking to them first about, like, hey, this is what I do and this is what it is and whatever. It's not like, yeah. Then, you know, like, maybe I could convince them that it would be okay. But if they said no, then I would take it down. You know, like, they've said no now. And sure, I asked and they didn't get back to me. And, you know, I tried, like, 5 or 6 times and, like, emails bounced back, whatever. If they didn't say no, I'm taking it as an implicit yes. I don't know that I've ever talked to anyone that agrees with me. your mileage may vary a lot in terms of, the permission thing, but, that's my philosophy and that's my attitude. And, yeah. So, blanket permission. I talked about open transformation policies and how I have one and how you can just, you know, you can do whatever you want with whatever I've made. And that's really awesome. If you do, I'd be thrilled. And please tell me about it. That kind of stuff is really thrilling. Especially when it's my fic, like if you podfic my story, like not only am I super excited about podfic in general, but it's my fic, which I generally think is really bad. Okay, it's not really bad. I don't think it's really bad. I just think it's not great. I mean, it's maybe average. I don't know. Yeah. So I have been lucky and had a couple things podficked, and only one of them is because I have blanket permission. The other one is because she, the podficker was on her journal, and so now, of course, I can't remember who it is. She's French. She's from Quebec. UNF, I think it was UNF. She was doing something for Kink Bingo and was like, yeah, I'm looking for stories that fit these things, these kinks, to make a square, to make a line or whatever. does anybody have any recs or whatever? And I was like, oh, well, I have a story that totally fits this thing, and you're totally welcome to it if you want. And so she ended up doing it. And this is my fic. Can I remember the name of it? Oh my god. The title comes from a David Usher song. But you think I can remember the name of the actual story. Dare to Confess. That's it. It's a DCU fic. It's Tim Kahn with Bruce as a voyeur. Which also kind of got a bit of feedback on Tumblr where people were like, this is kind of creepy. I like it, but it's kind of creepy. So stumbling across that. I mean, that was really awesome. That didn't creep me out or anything, like stumbling across people reblogging that. That didn't like concern me at all. That was actually really awesome. It's really awesome to me to see people talking about the stuff I've done and be interested in the things I've done and want to engage in it, however, like whether it's just by talking about it or whether it's by podficking, like however it is that you engage with fandom. And if you're engaging with something I've done, that's like really exciting, and it makes me really happy. So I'm talking about blanket permission. I was, and I, oh my god, I ramble so much. something about, yeah, blanket permission, and then open transformation. Yeah, I have an open transformation policy, and I really love them. Blanket permission is really, really awesome for a lot of reasons. One, I talked yesterday about when I was a baby podficker, and I was too like shy and nervous and scared to ask permission, so I recorded my own stories. There's a lot of podfickers out there, most probably, who aren't authors themselves. So if they want to start podficking, they have to have a story, and so they'll have to ask permission, and that is really daunting. It's you know, like leaving feedback and talking to an author that way is so different than sending them an email or a PM and saying, hey, I was wondering if it would be cool if I did a podfic of this, because you don't have any idea what kind of reaction you're going to get from them, like whether it's going to be an enthusiastic yes, or a yes saying sure, yeah, no problem, or a no. And like, could you imagine what that would be like to get one of those really negative no's as your first try out? You know, that would be really stressful, and I think that has a very high potential of scaring people away. And that sucks. That's really awful if that happens. So blanket permission is really great, because there are a couple lists, and some of their fandom specific lists too, which is really awesome. But there are lists where authors have gone and they've left comments saying like, yep, I have blanket permission. These are my stories. If you podfic it, that'd be really cool. You can let me know, and then I can, you know, so that they can like link to it or listen to it maybe. Blanket permission is really good, because then someone who's just starting out, they can kind of like, they can look for maybe an author they're familiar with or a specific story that they had in mind, whatever. And then that whole first step of terror of asking for permission is, you know, it's suddenly there is no step. It's like an escalator. The step, you're on the step and it has moved up, and now you're at the second level. It's like leveling up, and you haven't even done anything yet. So like blanket permission is really great for newbies. It's also really great. Like with Amplificathon, because people are looking for stories in fandoms that are under or not represented in the archive, and pairings and such. If you've got blanket permission, people can find a story that they want to do, and then they see that you've got done, that you have blanket permission, and then they can go and do it. You know, they don't have to wait on you. They can go do it, and they can like get all their points, and then they can, you know, maybe win something. Which, by the way, the prizes are graphics and more podfix. Yeah. So, you know, like it's helpful for podfiggers that are trying to do like find stuff in like remote fandoms and whatever. Cause you know, like I know with me, I continue to write things in random fandoms all the time. Like, I don't know. Except for like when I first started out in Buffy fandom, and then later when I got into Stargate Atlantis fandom, those are the only two times that I've really been stuck with a single fandom. Otherwise, I'm like writing random shit like The Mentalist and like, well, DCU and like different kinds of DCU as well. And what else have I written? Oh, I wrote like NCIS Iron Man Fusion. Like, come on. Like, I just write whatever pops into my head, right? And so lots of authors do this too, where they either fandom hop or like with Yuletide, they write for a rare fandom. You know, so they'll have like 5 or 6 years of Yuletide behind them, and sometimes they pick up, they pinch hit, and they do like, what's that one, the New Year's resolution, you know, so maybe they do that too, like, you never know. So you know, you find an author that has blanket permission, and all of a sudden there's like 15 fandoms for you to choose from. That's awesome. Sorry, from all the talking I did yesterday, my voice has been kind of fucked up today. So that's a reason. That's a good reason to have blanket permission. Another like is if like let's say you're a pretty popular author, and people are like constantly emailing you asking for permission. Why don't you just give blanket permission? And then you don't have to deal with all these emails all the time. Blanket permission totally helps you as an author. Totally. And I had another reason, but I don't really remember what it was. But, yeah. But, yeah, blanket permission is really good because, you know, people don't have to do that step. It's like removing a roadblock for people. And it kind of speeds up the process, and it makes it more likely that you will be podficked. And to be completely honest, when a story is podficked, you as an author are probably going to get more feedback than the reader will, even though all those people got to the story through the podfic. It's just the way it goes. People are way more comfortable leaving feedback about the story to the author than they are about the podfic. Because, feedbacking podfic is like a whole other issue. But because it's like, what do you say? Oh, I really like the way you read this line, or you have a very nice voice, or, you know, it's like complimenting people on, like who they are, rather than what they've done, which is mostly only because it's like, because we as a person are so present in our stories because it's our voice. But yeah, so blanket permission is very helpful for podfickers, and there's a few places where you can leave blanket permission with a bunch of other authors, fandom specific. There's one on Fanlore. I don't know the URL, but I know it's blanket_permission_to_podfic. And I know this because I got that from the the podcast at PodAware. see, there's a reason why I listen to all these ones before I do mine. Yeah, and so you could do it like that, but really the best way, and they talked about this in the other podcast, the best way I don't mean advertise, but I'm like to display your blanket permission or your transformation policy or whatever it is you have, it's like on your profile of your LJ and DW. It's like on your AO3 profile, where your fic is, like wherever it is that people are going to be coming to consume what you make, that's where you want to have your permission statement. Yeah, because that's going to be where the reader is going to go to look for that. So, yeah, so blanket permission, we love it. It causes us way less stress. It's way easier for us, and it helps us out, especially when we're new, or even when we're just not, when we're not really sure that we really, whether if we're not sure if a story is going to work for us, and we don't want to have to go to all the trouble of asking for permission and dealing with all that, and then not finishing it. Yeah, blanket permission. And also because I'm a hippie and everyone should just be able to do everything. Yeah. Okay, so then at the beginning of this, I said that I would talk about my experiences with blanket permission. Yeah, so there's, okay, as an author, as someone who has had my blanket permission taken advantage of, and when I say taken advantage of, I mean that positively, not negatively at all. For Amplificathon this year, Rena Jenkins, who I mentioned yesterday in my podcast, she did like a metric shit ton of podfic. This is an actual scientific, I measured it. It was a metric shit ton of podfic. And in 9 months, she did 100 podfics, which is, pardon my French, fucking insane. And so she posted, like, whatever, her 100th podfic. And so her centennial podfic was a story of mine. And this was the first time I was ever podficked. And I had no idea this was going to happen. And it was like so exciting. And I listened to it. And it was awesome. It was actually a story I had podficked myself. Because again, it's a lot easier. And especially when you don't have time to like go searching for all these other fics. It's really easy to record your own stuff. But it's one I had recorded before. So it was really interesting to hear the differences in our readings. It, like, doubly especially because I was the author, so I definitely had things in my head, like the way things ought to sound, or the way things sounded in my head anyway, that I guess I tried to do, and whether I was successful or not is a totally different issue. And she had, like, a different take on things, and I really, really liked that. So that was my first experience, like, with my own blanket permission. Actually, my only experience with my own blanket permission, because my other experience was getting telling you enough that she, you know, she could have, like, if she wanted to, she could podfic a story of mine. And listening to that was really awesome too, because there was a few lines she did that were just they were perfect. Or actually, there were parts where it was better aloud than it was on paper, in my opinion. Because, and I do write like a podficker. I write with podfic in mind, because that's how I approach a story, is from a podficker's perspective. So when I write, that's, I always have that in my head. I have, like, rhythm and repetition of words. That's really important to me. Like, you don't want to use the same word too many times, especially, like, if you use it twice in one paragraph, that is going to, like, drive me nuts. And, like, I don't mean, like, the word said or the, I mean, like, something weird like flagellum. I don't know. Some kind of like weird word or an important word. It's like, you know what? Get a thesaurus. Because it's going to sound weird. It sounds too repetitious. Like you have two instances of something and then that's already too many. Like when you're reading aloud, I think a lot of people don't really notice when they're reading it on the page. But anyway, so there was one part that I always felt was really awkward on the page. And then when she read it, it worked. It was amazing. I don't know. I'm shocked and awed, and that was really amazing. And then like I've done some collaborative projects too. There was Penny Plainknits had done a project where she asked authors to write stories for her that she could record. So I wrote for her a DCU fic, a Damien and, well, a Steph POV Damien centric story where Damien is sick and Steph tries to comfort him without him noticing. it's called Cuddles in Disguise. That was cool. Writing under pressure is like, hey, it got done. But there was a crunch, cause I'm an extremely slow writer. Like, oh God. Yeah. And then again with Penny, there was, the Pod Together project where the point was for, authors to write a story and podfickers to podfic the story. And, you know, the level of collaboration the two of you have, like how much you talk about it, together is up to you. So I had actually started writing a Merlin story for her. Well, I started writing this Merlin story, and as I'm writing it, I had her. It was like it was being narrated by her in my head. It was really weird. But then, you know, I kind of kept writing, and I had like it was kind of like a comedy style that I felt was really going to go well with her voice, and my intention was to finish it and ask her to record it. And then it could be posted together. And then, of course, Pod Together came along, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is a great way to get my ass in gear and finish this damn story. And then, of course, there was me going, oh, my God, I can't finish the story. And then Weird Duck holding my hand and getting me through it, and Abby Lee, like, you know, laughing at the same joke that I keep telling her every, like, 3 months over and over again. But laughing every time. That was great. Thanks, Abby. So I finished the story, and then she recorded it, and then we posted it together. That one's called MapQuest. And, you know, every time someone mentions it, I keep thinking of the program or the website or whatever the hell MapQuest was even now. I don't even remember. So that's pretty hilarious that I can't even recognize the stuff I've done, which you can tell because I forgot the name of that story, the fic I wrote, the one that I've already forgotten the name of. Oh my God. Okay, whatever. It's Wednesday, you guys. It's Wednesday. Just gotta push through. So that was like, sure, that wasn't really blanket permission, but it's still my philosophy of like letting like collaboration, you know, like, the story I wrote and that the stories I wrote and that Penny recorded, you know, we released them more or less together. It's as much hers as it is mine. I may have written the words, but the story belongs to her. And the podfic definitely belongs to her. But you know, like, I don't know. I'm happy. And then my experiences with Blanket Permission, as a podficker, there's quite a few authors that I've I've recorded their work either entirely because or largely because they have blanket permission. Astolat, I recorded a couple of hers. Time of Your Life, which is an American Idol story. Cookletta. And there's that Supernatural fusion with Transformers. Robots in Disguise? No. That's not what it's called. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, never mind. I don't remember what it's called, but yeah. The Impala is a Transformer. That's the whole thing I'm trying to say. Speranza, I did an SGA story of hers, Five Lies John Told, and then A Whole Lot of Truth. General Ginger, I did Sailor's Delight. I mean, I'm pretty sure I asked her for permission for that one, and she knew I was recording it, but she has an open transformation policy kind of thing. Well, I shouldn't say, no, it's definitely open transformation. It's not just blanket permission. What else? I think Jism has, no, she doesn't. No, but Jism's really great. Actually that's a pretty funny story. She does not have, a blanket permission statement. And I did ask her permission, when I wanted to record, well, several things, but mostly at the time, We Were Once Cinema Gods in the Night. And so I PM'd her and didn't get a response. And I was like, oh, I know she's busy, you know, we're all busy. But Penny had recorded a story of hers. And so I knew she was okay with Podfic, and I was reasonably certain she was going to say yes, but not getting a response was kind of like, that's disappointing. And then I was sad, and I talked to people about it. And again, Abby, the voice of reason, was like, just send her another note. Stop being ridiculous. So I think I PM'd her again. No, I think this time I left her a comment on a post, like whatever her topmost post was. Maybe it was a placeholder, and was like, hey, I sent you a PM a while ago. I wasn't really sure if you got it, because I think at the time LJ was doing like eating comments left, right, and center. So I was like, yeah, I don't know if you got it, but I was just wondering if you did get it and if you've considered it yet, you know, like no pressure, no rush. And then I didn't hear anything back. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. All right, that's really sad. I wish she'd just say no, but, you know, okay. And then, you know, when I was sad for an even longer period of time, and still talking about it because I was sad. And you know, people were like, dude, just try again. And I was like, no, I don't want to bother her, you know, like she, either she's really busy and she hasn't gotten to it, and she forgot or something, or she doesn't want to answer me, and I don't want to bug her. And then, you know, whatever, I think I may have emailed her or sent her another PM or something. And then she was like, oh my God, I did not see either of those things. Yes, you can totally do that. So I did it. And, that's great. And Jism's one of those people that, one of those authors that listens and then gives you feedback, which is always really nice. Weatherfront, I think she has blanket permission. You know, I probably shouldn't like try listing off all these authors that have blanket permission, because I haven't actually checked before I started talking. But that's kind of like the impression I have from them. It's like they might not have a blanket permission statement, but like if you email them and ask them for permission, they're not going to say no. So in my head, it's basically the same thing. Like So, like, if there's a, if there's another weather front story that I wanted to record, I wouldn't even think, I wouldn't feel like I was asking permission. I'd feel more like I was giving her a heads up that I was doing it, you know? So, so I shouldn't say they have blanket permission statements. Like, Aslett and Speranza definitely do. Jizzen doesn't, but, and I don't think either does Weatherfront, but if you email them, they'll surely say yes if they're around. See, this is the thing. It's like, you know, if you're not around and someone wants to do it and you're totally okay with them doing it, but you're not there to say yes, that's a shitty deal. Fox Cub, I'm like 99% sure she has a blanket permission statement, because I've got a couple things of hers that I want to do. And I know that I talked about, oh, it's a good thing I didn't start this because apparently you still want to edit it. You know, so she didn't know I was going to do it. And so therefore, you know, that's why that kind of happened like that. So, but she, like, yeah, I'm like 99% sure she does. And I know Penny Plainitz does. And I'm trying to think of, like, other people I know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really pay attention. Like, if I've asked for permission and they've said yes, I usually have, like, a pretty, I don't want to say, like, a pretty good relationship with them or anything, because sometimes I don't really talk to them anymore. But usually I remember if they've been very, very, if they've been very positive, and very like, oh, of course, yeah. Oh, Rage Proof Rock hasn't, did I already say this? Anyway, Rage Proof Rock has a blanket permission thing. She didn't always, when I asked her, when I did the McDonald Hall podfic, she didn't. So that was actually really, really nice that she ended up getting one. Yeah. I'm trying to think of all the stories I've done. Of course, most of the ones I'm thinking of, it's like, oh, right, I wrote that. That doesn't even count. I don't know. But there's a lot of people out there, and there's a lot of places where you can get this information. And then, again, a lot of people are okay with it. Like, if you've been to the archive, if you know that there are, if podfic exists of stories by a certain author, chances are, if they don't have a blanket permission statement, email them and they're going to say yes. It's probably, there probably wasn't like a big negotiation thing going on behind closed doors, you know? A lot of authors really are okay with it and really are extremely happy for you to do it. Cherry Bina has one. Cherry Bina has a blanket permission statement. Sorry, I'm just remembering this from AE Match. At least I think she has one, and it wasn't just like a, yeah, for the match, you can go right ahead. I'm pretty sure she has one, and I'm pretty sure 11 Inches does too. Yeah. Anyway, if any of those things are wrong, please correct me. Probably none of these authors are going to be listening to this. Even when I link to it on Twitter, come on, you guys. Yeah, so if anybody knows for sure that one of these, like, is, like, a super no, maybe leave a comment. So that was, this is what I have to say about permission, blanket permission, open transformation, that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's today's podcast. I don't remember what tomorrow's is, but I'll probably be doing one, and I'm definitely going to be doing one for the accents one. Are you kidding me? Accents? Of course I'm going to be doing a podcast about accents. Yeah. So, that's it. So, I'm going to go and I'm going to try to get this uploaded. It's like 55 minutes long. This is obscene. This is like podfic. And like, if this was a story, look at that. I have like a podfic. Oh, well. Oh, maybe another day. Yeah, if you're still listening, thanks for listening, and yeah. Bye.